Welcome to the Mindful Yoga 2 practice of the Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction Program. Congratulations for setting aside this time, without the possibility for interruption, to care for and nourish yourself. By doing so, you are taking an important step to optimize your health and well-being. As you prepare to practice, be certain you are in comfortable clothes that allow you to move and breathe freely. It is ideal to practice with a yoga mat on a hardwood floor. If not, any firm yet comfortable surface will do. Practicing in bare feet is best for balancing and for observing your alignment in the various postures. You may want to have socks and a blanket nearby for the final relaxation. For many people, a cushion or folded blanket is also useful for the sitting postures. Yoga, which means union, is a form of meditative movement. The object of your awareness will be your breath and your body, united as you move through the various poses. Just as in the sitting meditation, when your mind wanders, as it surely will, with gentle, non-judgmental guidance, escort your attention back to the breath and the body. Unlike the sitting meditation, when the breath is simply observed, at times you may intentionally deepen the breath to provide more nourishing oxygen to the muscles as they move and stretch. When practicing yoga, it is best to breathe through the nose, thus filtering the air, and to use full, gentle, diaphragmatic, or belly breaths. The yoga stretches will invigorate, open, and strengthen you. It is important to listen closely to your body as you practice, easing off a stretch that elicits pain, or moving more deeply into a pose when it is appropriate. Exploring your limits with curiosity and patience, but never pushing beyond them. Noticing how each pose is different and leads to different sensations in different parts of the body. How your balance, strength, and flexibility vary from day to day, and even moment to moment. Noticing, too, how with regular practice your limits change as you become stronger and more flexible. In the various postures, it may be interesting to periodically investigate where in the body energy is needed, then directing your energy to those areas, and the best you can, observing and releasing unnecessary tension or holding from other areas, all the while practicing without judgment and in each moment accepting yourself just as you are. Feel free to alter the instructions in any way that make them more appropriate for your body at this time, allowing your own body's wisdom to override my instructions. This includes coming out of a pose if you need to, or skipping a pose altogether. If this is the case, rest in a comfortable position, close your eyes, and breathe with the instructions while imagining your body moving as suggested. As you practice, honoring what you find with an open mind, an open heart, and gratitude that this much you can do. So now, let us begin. Coming into a dignified yet relaxed standing posture, mountain pose. Feet are a few inches apart and firmly planted, bearing weight evenly on the balls and the heels, arms comfortably at your sides. Finding as much length as possible in your spine. Tailbone dropping toward the floor and the crown of the head reaching to the ceiling. Allowing the knees to be soft, lifting your waist off your pelvis and your breastbone off your waist, shoulders relaxed, the back of the neck is long. And now, just bringing your attention to your breath, the soft rise and fall of your belly as you breathe in and breathe out. The whole body, relaxed dignified, present, and breathing. And now, with an inhaling breath, raising both of your arms up and overhead, gently locking the thumbs together, and breathing here as you continue to reach and stretch skyward the best that you can. Feet staying flat on the floor, tailbone dropping, arms reaching, breathing, creating as much length as possible in the spine. And as you are ready, unlocking the thumbs, and with an exhale, lowering the arms, palms reaching out to the side, wrists bent with fingers pointing upward, and then finally hands and arms coming to rest back at your sides. Taking a moment here, closing your eyes if that is comfortable for you, and simply noticing your body, your breathing, and any sensations from that simple stretch. And now, with an inhaling breath, raising just the right arm up to the side and then overhead, continuing to breathe fully and deeply, reaching as if for something you desire that is just out of your reach. If you like, you may lift the left heel slightly to increase the stretch, just noticing where in the body you feel this stretch. Reaching, breathing, sensing. And then with an exhalation, slowly lowering the right arm down. And now, with your next inhale, raising your left arm out to the side and then up overhead. Again, reaching as far as you comfortably can in this moment, breathing into the stretch, directing the breath to any part of the body that is calling for more energy. Lifting the right heel slightly if you would like. Breathing, reaching, sensing. And then with an exhale, lowering the left arm back down to your side. And taking just another moment here to sense the effects of having stretched in this way. And now with an inhalation, raising both arms up and overhead. You may experiment keeping the thumbs locked or not in this posture. Taking a breath here, and then with an exhale, bending the upper body to the right, keeping the head between the arms, hips may move slightly to the left. A few breaths here, exploring the limits of your stretch, and noticing sensations as they arise. Then, inhaling back up and overhead, straightening the body, and with your next exhalation, bending over to the left side, hips may move slightly to the right. With each exhaling breath, exploring, sensing, deepening as your body calls. Then with an inhalation, coming back to standing, and with an exhalation, lowering your arms as before, back to your sides. Perhaps allowing your eyes to close, and once again, bringing your awareness to your breath and your whole body. And now, as you are ready, shoulder rolls. Beginning in your dignified yet relaxed mountain pose, with an inhale, rolling your shoulders slowly and mindfully forward and then up and towards your ears. And with an exhale, slowly and mindfully rolling your shoulders down your back, shoulder blades coming together. Arms relaxed and simply coming along for the ride. Movement and breath united. And one more time with an inhalation, rolling shoulders forward, up and towards the ears, and then exhaling, rolling them down your back. Then reversing direction, inhaling shoulders first back and then up to your ears, and exhaling, rolling shoulders forward down the front of the body. And again, inhaling the shoulders back and up to your ears, and then one last time, exhaling and rolling your shoulders down the front of the body. Then coming back to stillness, centering yourself in mountain pose, breathing and sensing. Next, preparing for neck rolls. With an inhale, gently lowering your chin to your chest and then rolling your head to the left so that the left ear reaches toward the left shoulder, and then back. And with your exhale, rolling your head to bring the right ear toward the right shoulder, and then to the chest. And again, with an inhale, rolling the head to the left, and then back, and using the exhale to bring the head back to the right and then to the chest. And now reversing direction, starting with an inhale, rolling to the right and then back, and with the exhale to the left and then forward to the chest. One more time in this direction, rolling slowly, mindfully, and with the breath. Then coming back into mountain pose. Breathing, sensing, particularly for any different sensations in the neck and shoulders. And now, moving into a balancing and strengthening posture. Starting in mountain pose, slowly shifting the weight of the body from both feet to just the left foot and leg. With an inhalation, raising your arms out to the sides about shoulder height, and allowing your gaze to rest on something just a few feet ahead of you, perhaps on the floor or wall. And then as you are ready, with your next inhalation, slowly and carefully lifting the right leg out to the side, just as far as it will comfortably go. And staying here, breathing into your belly, focusing, balancing as best that you can. And then as you are ready, with an exhalation, lowering the right leg and the arms and returning to mountain pose. Resting here for a breath or two. And now allowing your weight to shift onto the right foot and leg. And with an inhalation, raising your arms out to the sides, shoulder height, softly resting your gaze on a balance point. And as you are ready, with an inhalation, slowly, mindfully, raising the left leg out to the side, just as far as it will comfortably go. Staying in your body here, breathing, balancing as best you can. And as you are ready, with an exhalation, lowering your left leg and arms back, returning to mountain pose. Both feet again firmly planted, grounding here, being aware of your breath and your whole body in just this moment. And now preparing for a few twisting postures. Prior to twisting, taking a moment again to create as much length as possible in your spine. Tailbone drops towards the floor, the crown of your head lifts, lifting your waist off your pelvis and your breastbone off your waist. The back of the neck is long. And now bringing your hands to your hips, inhaling yet more length into your spine, and with your exhale, gently turning from the waist and looking over your right shoulder, turning your chest and your head, and looking behind you as far as you can, keeping the hips pointing forward like two headlights as you breathe here, with each inhale perhaps finding more length in your spine, and with each exhale perhaps gently exploring your limits with this twist. And then as you are ready, with an inhale, coming back to center. With your next inhaling breath, again creating length in your spine and keeping hips facing forwards, with an exhale, turning from the waist and looking over your left shoulder, chest and head and gaze turning to the left. Creating length in your inhales, and again, as is appropriate for you, exploring your limits more fully with your exhales. And now, inhaling out of the twist and back to center. And now for the second twisting posture, lengthening again in mountain pose, and then with an exhale, turning the whole body starting from the ankles to the right. Feet stay forward, legs, torso, head, and gaze, gently turning to the right. Breathing. And then inhaling back to center. And with your next exhale, turning again from the ankles to the left. Legs, torso, head, and gaze, gently turning to the left. And now with an inhale, returning to center. And now preparing for forward bending, finding your long spine in mountain pose, and with an inhalation, raising your arms up and overhead. And then allowing your knees to bend deeply. With an exhalation, bending over from your hips, arms floating down to the side, and coming forward with a long spine to a forward bend. As you come all the way forward, allowing your body, your head, and your arms to simply hang, your knees may be bent a little or a lot to protect your low back, whatever is right for you. Breathing into any strong sensations, perhaps strengthening your legs a little with your in-breaths, and/or releasing forward a little more with your out-breaths. Breathing and sensing and gently exploring your limits here in this forward folded posture. While you are here, you may want to inhale and stretch your right arm out so that it is parallel with the floor, breathing and stretching. And then exhaling it down, and if you would like, inhaling the left arm out in front of you so that it is parallel to the floor, reaching, and then exhaling it back down. And now preparing to come out of the forward fold. Again, bending your knees deeply, with an inhale rising up, unfolding and lengthening out from the hips, coming up with a long, not rounded spine, reaching arms up and overhead, and then exhaling your arms to your sides and reestablishing your mountain pose. Taking a moment to settle here, being aware of your breath, your whole body, and the effects of the forward bend. And now preparing for chair pose. With your feet about a hip's width apart, with an inhalation, raise your arms straight out in front of you to shoulders height. And with an exhalation, slowly bending the knees and sitting back as if you were sitting back in an imaginary chair. The knees will project over the feet and the torso will lean slightly forward over the thighs. Maintaining a long spine, tailbone dropping, breathing, balancing, exploring your limits as best you can, seeing if it is possible to come down just a little bit lower, or backing off slightly if your body needs to. Directing your breath to any areas that are calling for more nourishment and energy. And as you are ready, with an inhalation, pressing into your feet and coming back to standing. And with an exhalation, releasing the arms back down by your sides. And now resting here in mountain pose, allowing your breath and your body to settle. And now preparing for tree pose. Starting in mountain pose, bringing your weight onto your left foot and taking your right foot and placing it so that the sole comes to rest on the inner aspect of your left leg, perhaps on the inner aspect of the left ankle, the left shin, or somewhere on the inner left thigh. Finding the position of balance that is just right for you in this moment. Again, bringing your gaze to a balance point a few feet in front of you or on the wall. And now balancing on the left leg, bringing your hands together in a prayer-like position in front of the chest. And either staying here, breathing and balancing, or if it is appropriate for you, with an inhalation, raising your arms up and overhead and interlocking your thumbs. Reaching, stretching, balancing, and breathing deeply into your belly. And then as you feel ready, with an exhalation, slowly lower your arms and release your right foot. Resting for a moment as you prepare for tree pose on the other side. Slowly shifting your weight to your right foot, bringing your left foot so that the sole rests on the inner aspect of the right leg, at the level that is just right for you. Finding your balance point on the floor or wall in front of you, and then bringing your hands to a prayer-type position in front of your chest, and either staying here or with an inhalation raising your arms up and overhead, interlocking the thumbs, balancing as best you can, without judgment, stretching and breathing. And as you are ready, with an exhalation, lowering your arms and then releasing your left foot, coming back to mountain pose. And now again, allowing your eyes to close, becoming aware of your whole body as you stand here, breathing. And now as you are ready, sitting down on the floor for a few seated stretches. You may find it more comfortable to sit on a small cushion or on the edges of a folded blanket. Whatever will allow you to sit comfortably, with a long spine and without rounding, particularly through the low back or shoulders. As you are comfortable, prepare for cobbler's pose by bringing the soles of the feet together and lacing the fingers around the toes or the ankles. And then slowly bringing the heels in toward the pelvis as you sit up with a long spine. Bringing the heels in just to the point where the body is telling you to stop. Breathing into any sensations here. And if you wish, with an inhalation, creating length in your spine, and with an exhalation, slowly and gently, hinging forward from the hips, any amount, coming forward, breathing here, being aware of sensations as they arrive, and directing your breath to those areas. Coming only as far forward as you can with a long spine and openness in the upper chest. Then, as you are ready, with an inhalation, gently coming back to sitting. And now lengthening the left leg out long in front of you and bringing the right foot to rest on the inner aspect of the left leg as we did in tree pose. And with an inhalation, raising your arms up and overhead, and with an out-breath, hinging forward at the hips and with a long spine, folding over the outstretched left leg, any amount. Allowing the hands to rest naturally here, perhaps on the floor or on your outstretched leg. Breathing, exploring your limits in this posture, lengthening the spine with your inhalations, and perhaps coming forward as best you can with your exhalations. Directing the breath to any parts of the body that are calling for support in this posture. And as you are ready, with an inhalation, coming up with a long spine, arms up overhead, and then lowering your arms with an exhalation. And now switching legs so that the right leg is out long in front of you and bringing the left foot to rest on the inner aspect of the right leg. Again, with an inhale, raising your arms up and overhead and with an exhalation, hinging at the hips and with a long spine coming forward any amount over the outstretched right leg. Breathing, lengthening on inhales, perhaps moving deeper on exhales. Sensing and following whatever is right for your body at this moment. And as you are ready, coming up with the inhalation, arms up and overhead, and then exhaling your arms back down to your sides. And now sitting with both legs out in front of you, your hands on the floor just behind your back, and then shaking out and releasing your legs for a few moments. And now preparing yourself to rest on your back in corpse pose. You may want to put on socks and cover yourself with a blanket, carefully finding your way onto the floor and lying on your back, arms at your sides, with palms facing upward if that is comfortable for you, allowing your legs to roll open, and perhaps placing a pillow under your thighs or knees if there is any discomfort in your low back. And now letting go of any control of your breath, just becoming aware of your breath and your whole body as you rest here on the floor. Allowing your eyes to close, softening your face and your jaw, softening your tongue and your throat, scanning your body for any areas of tension or holding, and the best you can, releasing them and letting go. Resting. Sinking. Supported. Allowing each inhalation to nourish you and each exhalation to carry you more deeply into rest. And now, as you are ready, gently deepening your breath, wiggling your fingers and toes, and if you would like, with an inhalation, raising your arms up and overhead and stretching from fingers to toes. A few breaths here. And then exhaling your arms back to the floor.